Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
There's Category 5 mega hurricane Milton out over the Gulf, taking a turn now and headed toward the west coast of Florida. Impressive looking eye on this hurricane. That's the way it's been looking here recently.
Well, Pensacola Bay Center is now open for evacuees from Hurricane Milton. This is the first time, in fact, the center has been open for evacuees since Hurricane Irma in 2017.
The state of Florida, Florida Division of Emergency Management, is hosting this shelter, or they are really staffing and managing the shelter, and Red Cross volunteers will work the shelter up.
It is the final countdown. Residents in 11 Florida counties are all under mandatory evacuations ahead of Hurricane Milton.
All right, I have some thoughts. 437-1620. Thought number one, there's no such thing as a mandatory evacuation in Florida. We keep saying that, but unless I'm wrong, text me if I'm wrong. There is no such thing as an actual mandatory evacuation. There's a strongly worded evacuation recommendation. It's not mandatory. Mandatory means there's a consequence. If you don't go, well, I mean, of course, the consequence is you could die, but there's no legal consequence. They're not arresting people. They're not forcing them. You know, it's, I just don't like the way we talk about these things inaccurately. Number two, it's a massive evacuation for sure. Millions of people and folks at the bottom are suffering the worst of it because, yeah, I used this analogy earlier, and I think it's sometimes helpful to think about these things that if you've only got the basically the two roads going north, okay, 75 and 95, right? Okay, so it's like getting out of a concert when the concert's over, okay, and there's a massive parking lot surrounding the concert venue, and, you know, if you park near the exit, always park by the exit. If you park by the exit, you get out quick. You know, if you're in Tampa, you know, you get out quick. Okay, if you're in Orlando, you get out pretty quick. But every intersection, if there's a traffic jam, it's this car, that car, this car, that car, right? Okay, well, that's every intersection between you and the exit. So if you're eight intersections back in the, you know, after the concert, that's you get to go one for every 16 cars. You know, or maybe it's more than that. It might be more than that. Anyway. I have to think about the math of that for a second, because it's 1-1-1-1-1-1-1 all the way down the line. Well, that's the same problem that people in Miami have right now is, you know, they're letting one car in at every on-ramp between them and the Georgia line. So they're never moving. That's why you got to get early. When the governor says on Sunday, it's okay to leave now. Leave now. Now, I know that's not much advice for us here, and it's a little late to be saying it, but still, that's kind of the problem. Okay, can we talk for a second about TV coverage of this storm? So we have here in the studio, we have ABC, because Channel 3, okay? We have Fox News, because we're a Fox affiliate. And we have, in this case, Fox Weather. Sometimes it's the Weather Channel. We just have different ones on. Okay, sending a reporter to stand on the sand in Sarasota in the 3-mile-an-hour wind that's barely wiggling the ferns on the dune behind her. What? You're insulting my intelligence as a viewer. Well, we proved that we can send a person to where there's gonna be a thing? It just, am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. 437-1620. It just strikes me as the level of just intel. And I know you're, I get that you feel compelled to do these things, right? But even when you send somebody to the storm in the middle of it, I always think, why would you put their life at risk? You know, if it's really bad, they shouldn't be out. They're just, you know, everybody needs to evacuate except for the news people. You know what? I'm sure the cops have a feeling about that. You know, and they're not super fond of you putting your life and therefore their life at risk that you're in. But like that, we're watching the one channel, and I won't pick on particular channels, but watching the one channel, they sent the morning person out there to stand on the beach and talk to us about what's coming. Meanwhile, you know, somebody just walking through the background. There's nothing going on. There's nothing. And then this one, this is the funniest one. I'm just watching the Fox Weather. I will call them out. They said, this is not exciting enough. You need to go stand in the water. So she's wearing like waders and leggings, and she's standing
in Tampa Bay,
calf deep, yes, in Tampa Bay. You know, so like the completely stagnant water. It's not even lapping on her. It's just nothing. And I'm just, what are you doing? I mean, how dumb do they think we are? Well, pretty dumb, apparently. I guess that's because it's just. I guess I just have this idea, like, you shouldn't make the news presume people are idiots. So much of the news is built around the idea that we just think you're too stupid to notice how dumb this is. So, I don't know. Am I being unfairly snarky? Here and watch it all day, John? Am I overreacting to this?
Not at all, because I'm laughing at it too. I'm like, oh, the storm.
The thing is coming. And look, it's dramatic. It's a big deal, but okay. I've said my piece. I'm going to move on. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. Meanwhile, we've opened the Bay Center. Good. They've opened the Alabama State Parks to anybody who's fleeing. And I think here in Pensacola, sometimes because we know the geography, we get a little bit misled. And we think that, what are they going to do? Go to Mobile? They're going to go through Pensacola. They don't have to go that far. Well, yeah, but there's a lot of, like, Alabama is just north of Tallahassee, right? The line that rides through the time zone is the line between Georgia and Alabama. So any of the southeastern state parks is all open. And that's all the farther you have to go. You don't have to go that far. I thought that was a really neat thing when I heard that announcement. 437-1620. If you have a car that needs work, it's an import. You've got a Honda, a Nissan, a BMW, a Porsche, a Lexus, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar. Those are nice cars. You might think you got to go to the dealership. No, you don't. Bobby Likas Auto Service, they work on these cars all the time. No problem. Okay. The cost of going to the dealership, the time, the distance, all of that, you don't have to do that. You can go to Bobby Likas right here on Davis Highway or the new location on US 29 right across from the Walmart. They'll take care of you. They take care of the diesel engines, the domestic cars, the non-diesel engines. It's like a healthcare clinic for any car you got. CarClinicService.com is the website. And their idea is they don't mind seeing you a little bit more often for small things to avoid having to see you for the big catastrophic thing, right? That's what preventative maintenance is all about. Also, they do fleets. So if you have a fleet that you oversee, whether it's 3 cars or 300 cars, they work with GSA Fleet, Merchant Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin Enterprise, Fleet Management, and many more. You can see them for the fleet service as well. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway, now on US 29 by the Walmart. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Just one accident to let you know about. It's a hit and run off the side of the road. It's Brent Lane and Old Palafox. Not seeing any delay there. I-10, I-110 are both flowing really good right now. Other than that, I don't see any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We're getting some super salty texts in from people about my comments about the, not against me, at least not yet. But somebody says, news media treating Americans like they're stupid. You mean like 60 Minutes and their editing of the Kamala Harris interview?
Ooh.
That hurts. Oh, and they did bad, too. Really, really. Like, people, I haven't talked about this for a couple hours, but covered it in the 6 o'clock hour. They edited the responses to make her look much smarter than she actually was. And unfortunately for them, they had already released the raw audio, the raw video of it to Face the Nation, who aired it on Sunday, so we knew what her dumb answer was. So people need to get fired for that. They need to publicize who got fired, and they need to publish the full interview, the raw interview. If CBS does anything less than that, they're not a serious news organization. I mean, it's bad, really, really bad. Let's see. Somebody here says, Andrew, that's how Democrats treat America, because the media people tend to be more often Democrats. Somebody says, super, super stupid. I don't want anyone prowling my area in a storm. Might be a looter. Stay away. Yeah, and, you're basically showing where the people aren't. So, hey, go here and steal stuff. That's not good either. 8:19 here on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has great quality used vehicles, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old, low miles, great condition, the kind of cars you can count on. They warranty them to 100,000 miles, so you know it's going to be dependable, and they stand by their vehicles because they want you to come back again and again and again. And honestly, I hate thinking this way about people, but you know it's true. When there's big storms, there's storm-damaged cars. And especially when there's flooding, there's flood-damaged cars. And do you know the difference? And is the guy selling it to you on Facebook Marketplace or out of the corner lot? Or how sure are you about that car? Well, you go to Frontier and you're sure. They're going to protect you. They know the difference. They can see the difference. And they aren't going to sell you a crummy car because they're going to stand by it for, 100,000 miles, right? So Frontier Motors is a great place to have peace of mind and get good quality used cars, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot.
That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When it comes to your dream home, at Pinair Credit Union, we think you deserve to be picky. So buy that perfect place that just speaks to you. Or build a new home just the way you like it. Because at Pinair Credit Union, we deliver affordable and flexible home mortgages and construction loans designed to make your next home a dream come true. Find all you need to get started at pinair.org/homeloan. Whether you're buying or building, Pinair Home Loans fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Oh, man, as if to prove my point. We're talking about the dumb things that news organizations do when they're trying to do storm coverage beforehand, you know, and they send some reporter to go stand, like, in Naples, to go stand in front of a gas station where there's, like, collected water from the rain last night. Look, a puddle! No! I've got my hip waders on. Danger, danger! And then we were literally watching a guy and his son walk to the gas station, and they stopped at the outskirts of the puddle. And then the dad, like, grabbed the son by his hip and hip lifted him over. Just like, what are you doing? Oh, somebody had texted in earlier and said, you know, how we don't have mandatory evacuations, even though that's what they're saying. It ought to be that if you don't evacuate and you have to be rescued, you should pay for that. Like the dumb motorist law. If you drive into it, you should have to pay for it. If you go hiking when they told you not to hike, you should have to pay for it. It should be this. If you don't obey, you have to pay. That's my slogan.
There you go.
If you don't obey, you have to pay. Even though it's not mandatory, it still should be, you know, consequential. 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne has got our headlines for us. David?
Well, speaking of evacuation orders, the entirety of St. Augustine is under a under an evacuation order.
Officials believe Hurricane Milton approaching the state's west coast will pose a significant risk to the city and surrounding area. The order went into effect this morning, and emergency shelters are open. I'm Michael Kastner.
And lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs appealing. They're hoping to get him released from jail before his trial begins. According to court documents, his lawyer filed that appeal on Tuesday. Combs still being held on racketeering, sex trafficking, and other charges. And one of the longest-standing casinos on the Las Vegas Strip went out with a bang. Demolition crews brought down the Tropicana overnight. The Tropicana opened in 1957 and was famous for its live entertainment. It took about 22 seconds for the controlled demolition.
All right, it always goes quickly. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. David, thanks so much for the update. 825 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Oh, that's right, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Called them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Just had an accident reported on I-110 in Garden Street saying that I-110 is blocked right now. So do prepare for that, taking an alternate route. And everything else is rolling smoothly. Not see any other accidents on the big board right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get great advice, somebody who can help you understand what's normal, what's going on in the market, how is the market changing, can you be ahead of those curves? Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. You know, I talk about how they sold 175 homes last year. As of about a month ago, they sold 122 this year. So, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a comparable level. Even though the market is down, like there's a lot fewer transactions, they're still doing extraordinarily well. And some real estate agents sell, you know, one a year, five a year, 10 a year, maybe even, you know, 15 or 20. But what you get in terms of a team that sold so many is they really do it often. They know what's normal. They know what's going on. They collaborate with each other. And so when somebody says to you, hey, you got to replace that roof or I'm not buying your home, they can help you know whether that's normal or not and how much of that you should take on as your burden. And of course, with this storm, Helene first and now Milton, there are going to be big changes in real estate and insurance rates, all of that stuff. And figuring out what's normal, what you need to do to make a sale or a purchase, it's helpful to have somebody with a lot of experience. That's the team at Levin Rinke Realty that works with Christina Leavenworth, 723-9158. I mentioned this earlier, and John made the suggestion. He said the people who didn't hear the 6 o'clock hour talking about 60 Minutes, it might be beneficial to hear that. So, okay, with great reluctance, I'm going to re-explain how Bill Whitaker did a great job of pressing Kamala Harris, repeatedly asking questions. And when she didn't answer, he would ask her again and again. And she kind of got irritated during that. Here's one sequence, and I want you to hear this because it's important to understand how they didn't do their job at 60 Minutes. This was question number one about Benjamin Netanyahu.
We supply Israel with billions of dollars in military aid. Mm-hmm. And yet Prime Minister Netanyahu seems to be charting his own course, the Biden-Harris administration has pressed him to agree to a ceasefire. He's resisted. You urged him not to go into Lebanon. He went in anyway. Does the U.S. have no sway over Prime Minister Netanyahu?
The work that we do diplomatically with the leadership of Israel is an ongoing pursuit around making clear our principles.
Now, I felt like this was being edited at the time. It turns out I was right. Pay attention to this next question and answer. This was as aired on Monday.
It seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
Okay, that's as played. This is what actually happened because Face the Nation aired the actual footage in which Kamala Harris did not sound nearly so concise or clear.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
I've now heard that clip 5-6 times, something like that. Every time, about halfway through, my head starts to tilt a little and my eyes squint in this quizzical, confused look. And the angle of my head just gets more and more large because I keep being more and more befuddled by what she's even trying to say. They aired a different answer to that question. They edited the interview and in the process changed the content and made her look less lost. Look, you very rarely should you ever edit video or audio. The only way it's okay to do it is, number one, if you do not change any content or meaning of the words being said. And number two, you neither make somebody look better or worse than they look on their own. And I've been doing audio editing and radio for like 20 years. This is a hard and fast rule. Never, ever. That was pure propaganda. That was totally abdicating their obligation as a news organization. And CBS and 60 Minutes have historically had a very good reputation. This is like people should get fired and they need to publicize it and they need to release the raw so that we can compare. How else did they edit it? How else did they change it? How else did they manipulate Kamala Harris a month before the election?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Evacuation orders cover more than a million people in Florida with Hurricane Milton moving in. Fox Weather's Ari Sossolari.
We expect for Tampa all the way down to just about Fort Myers north of there, storm surge anywhere from 10 to 15 feet. And Tampa had some historic storm surge with the last storm, Helene. We could see that doubled in some cases. When you look at landfall with what we have for the forecast, this would still be 130 mile per hour winds, a category 4 storm.
Landfall is expected overnight. Vice President Harris's running mate says he doesn't like the campaign focus on just a few battleground states.
Governor Tim Walz at a fundraiser in California saying U.S. presidents should be elected by a majority of the popular vote, saying, quote, I think all of us know the Electoral College needs to go.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 72 right now, and sunshine in Pensacola. A Gulf Breeze High School student now facing a felony charge after allegedly making a school shooting threat on social media. Police say they were notified of that threat at 1:25 yesterday afternoon. The high school was locked down. Officers immediately responded and identified a 16-year-old student as the suspect. Police say that suspect was in custody for less than 6 minutes after the call was made. Gulf Breeze police say school threats will not be tolerated at any school in Santa Rosa County. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says despite several recent shootings that made news headlines, Escambia County is not becoming more dangerous. Statistically, he says their calls for service have actually gone down in the last few years.
I believe that we are on a good path here. I think that the numbers, again, the homicide numbers are about what they were last couple of years and not what they were 10, 20 years ago, but also the call volume, again, down a couple thousand here and there is going to end up making a big difference.
And Simmons says he's been working with the Escambia Board of Commissioners to get more deputies on the streets and implement new tech programs such as camera systems, which would be placed in high-crime areas. He believes those programs will continue making Escambia County safer. A driver dead after a fiery crash on I-10 yesterday. That happened Tuesday afternoon, just before 3 o'clock. FHP says an SUV was driving westbound when it ran off the road and hit a large oak tree. The vehicle then burst into flames. Troopers say neither the driver or the vehicle have been identified. Escambia Fire Rescue put out the fire. EMS reported the driver died shortly after that crash. Governor Ron DeSantis says he just doesn't have time for Kamala Harris and political games while the state prepares for Hurricane Milton.
My focus has not been on dealing with Kamala Harris. I saw the news report. I didn't know she tried to contact me. But I'd also say it's not about you, Kamala. It's about the people of Florida.
And Governor DeSantis was accused of not answering a phone call from Kamala Harris on hurricane resources. The governor said he didn't realize Harris had even tried to call him and said that if she did, it was the first time as vice president she had called during a storm. A man arrested after allegedly pulling a gun on a motel security guard a couple of weeks ago. Escambia County deputies say 42-year-old Gabriel Ribeiro is charged with aggravated assault. In this case, he allegedly pulled a gun on a guard at the Relax Inn on Cervantes September 24th. Investigators say Ribeiro had been asked to leave when he was confronted by the security guard and pulled a gun. After Ribeiro put the gun away, the guard punched him and took the firearm away from him. Deputies located Ribeiro shortly after the incident. He's now being held in the Escambia County Jail on $2,500 bond. 8:34 at News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. We've got one accident with roadblock that's going to cause you major issues. It's I-110 southbound right around mile marker number 2. I-110 southbound is blocked right now, and I'm seeing about a 30-45 minute delay, so you definitely need to plan around that one as you head toward Garden Street. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We do have a sunny day in store for you today with temperatures warming up near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65. For Thursday, plenty of sunshine, high near 82. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 62 degrees. For Friday, we will be looking at a slightly cooler afternoon, high near 80 degrees. Plenty of sunshine, low Friday night near 62. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 72 now in Pensacola. It is 70 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. And your money now. This morning, our markets are opening down, but not by a lot. The Dow is down 12 points at 42.68. The S&P down just under 4 points at 57.47. The NASDAQ down 32 points this morning at 18.150. 10-year bond rate up a bit, 4.04%. Gold prices down 480, 26.30, 60. Silver prices down 3 cents, 30.57, and Bitcoin down 420, 82 at 61,761, 67.
JetBlue has removed Hot Meals from its economy class for transatlantic flights. Instead, the airline will serve cold items from a new core menu created in partnership with salad healthy food chain DIG. The new menu is already in effect. As a result of Hurricane Milton, Walt Disney theme parks will be shutting down operations in Orlando starting at 1 p.m. today and will likely remain shuttered tomorrow. SeaWorld and Universal, along with a water park, miniature golf facilities, and campgrounds, will also be closed. Select Spirit Halloween stores will be sticking around a bit longer this year. Some locations will be transformed into Spirit Christmas once the spooky season is over. The company is promising each Christmas location will offer holiday decor, inflatables, and stocking stuffers. Meet and greets with Santa will also be available. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, if you need a plumbing job done, you have electrical, air conditioning, heating, any of that stuff, Peden does all of that. And it kind of makes sense because those things all hang together, household repairs. And if they would do one, why wouldn't they do the other? So it makes sense that they would do all those things together. For 55 years, they've been servicing the Gulf Coast, starting in Panama City. And now, of course, they've been in Pensacola for forever in Ellison Field and all the way east to Tallahassee, all the west to Mobile. They were in Baldwin County last year and in Mobile this year. They have been expanding and just kind of being that comprehensive interior to your home repairs for everything you need all along the Gulf Coast. In fact, with the end now of kind of the air conditioning season, they're just trying to make sure and get rid of all of their inventory. If you need a new air conditioning system, and man, it's expensive if you do, but it's better to get a big discount, and they were offering $1,000 off any in-stock air conditioning systems right now, so that's a pretty good deal. Also, they want to remind you to get your AC system serviced for the fall. You know, that's always a good thing to make sure that it works properly when you turn it on for the first time next spring. You know, professional service, show up on time, great quality products, do it right the first time, and stand by it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
When it comes to enhancing your outdoor experience, you need a companion that can keep up. The Kubota RTV at Parrish is your ultimate utility vehicle for every adventure. Prepping your deer plot or hauling gear, the RTV delivers powerful performance and versatility. Starting at $15,499 cash with a $2,000 rebate. Financing available as low as $285 a month for 72 months. Get your Kubota RTV today and let Parrish Tractor show you why they're more than a tractor store.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today is a very good day. You know how they have all these different national days that it can be on any given day? It's like National Pet Obesity Day today. It's like National Spinning Top Day today. None of those matter. What does matter is it's National Beer and Pizza Day today. National Pizza and Beer Day today, yes. And so my question for you is, of course beer is the obvious answer to the question, what do you drink when eating pizza? Durr. Obviously, you drink beer. I'm not going to fight with you about what kind of beer, IPA, but, you know, you definitely drink beer when you're eating pizza. That's the right answer. What's the wrong answer? What's the thing that you should not drink when you're eating pizza? 437-1620, and particularly, I'd like to have you weigh in if you're a weird drink with your pizza person, or what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen somebody drink while eating pizza? 437-1620, there are a couple of ways to go really right with pizza, beer. There are a number of ways I think you can go really, really wrong with pizza to drink. So, John, 437-1620, I'm presuming that beer, yes, is the right answer?
Maybe.
Oh, what's your other right answer?
Well, if we're dining in at my house and not out and about, I like a glass of milk with it.
Oh, no!
Come on, man!
No!
Yeah!
Milk is literally at the top of my no way ever list.
Oh, come on now.
Pizza and milk?
Yeah, it's really good. You should try it.
Cheese and cheese?
Yes. I get my
cheese and dairy, milk and milk. What do you do?
I get my vitamin D.
Milk and seriously, you saw my show prep and you thought, I'm going to mess with
it. I did not. No, seriously.
You drink milk with pizza?
Yeah. I think it's pretty good.
Oh my God. And listen, I love milk. I am a milk drinker my whole life. There are some times where all you can do is drink a pint of milk, and that's the only thing that'll work, that'll satisfy you. Never, never milk with pizza.
But you got to remember, I drink milk every night at supper if we're in and, you know, not out and about.
You're just messing. I literally don't believe you at this point. I don't trust you for anything ever. Not because I think you're weird, but because I think you must be lying to me. You really drink milk with your... Okay, 437-1620, there it is. Cards out on the table. I cannot believe it. Somebody says the absolute wrong answer is milk. Somebody else says coffee. Oh, yeah, no, coffee makes no sense with pizza.
No.
And especially, what would you do, like a flavored coffee or a sweet coffee or a whipped cream? Like, there's no version of coffee that makes sense with pizza. As a companion. You never went to the pizza restaurant and they're like, what would you like with that, a good coffee? No. I can't think of it. Somebody else here says lemonade would be the wrong choice. Agreed. Somebody here says many people don't drink beer. I know, but, you know, your personal flaws are your personal flaws. That's fine. somebody else says I should fire you.
What does that one say?
My fiance
you do
just
drink milk.
Texted
oh
in.
My God. The worst thing you could pair pizza with, orange juice or grapefruit juice. It's
that should have been on top of the list.
It's still not as bad as milk. Somebody says yes to milk with pizza.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't even
thank you
people. I love you. I don't. Somebody says they used to manage a pizza joint. Coffee with pizza was the strangest thing that I ever saw. I'm not going to break 13 years of sobriety, so beer is number one, the thing not to drink. Okay. I will say this. If you're not drinking beer, you should be drinking cola. Not Sprite, not orange, cola. You know, RC, Pepsi, Coke, if you have to. Whatever. But somebody says, I can't drink beer but Coke. Because the flavor profiles make sense then. The carbonic acid fighting off against the pizza with all of its grease and its, you know... Yeah, and the bread, of course, that as well. Still, somebody says, ew, I was going to say milk for the not to drink with pizza.
Oh, man.
I drink A&W root beer.
That's good.
One must not drink lemonade with pizza. Agreed. Kool-Aid, yuck. Is he eating peanut butter and jelly pizza? Somebody says, I love milk, but not with my pizza. Any beer besides Bud with pizza is the winner. That's the throwback. All about beer with the pizza. Wine goes well in Italy. You know, red wine's okay. I think a white wine's a little off. Kind of missing. Also, you wouldn't do a mixed drink like a Manhattan or a margarita with a pizza. Just something about that seems completely wrong. Almost like it's cultural appropriation, mixing too many cultures inappropriately, and I wouldn't like that. All right, John, tell them about traffic on the 5, sir.
That's right. We're still dealing with I-110 southbound right around mile marker number 2. It's a vehicle accident with roadblock on I-110, and it's backing up pretty good if you're headed southbound. So plan an alternate route, because you're going to be majorly delayed like 30, 45 minutes. They're still trying to get that out of the way. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Sweet tea. It's marginal.
No,
it's marginal. But
as a Southerner, I think you can.
Yeah, I mean, but it doesn't have enough bite compared to like a soda, you know, at least particularly a Coke or a Pepsi or something, a cola has enough bite. But if you told me that you drink hot tea with your pizza, you'd deport. I mean, you're not American. I don't even know what to say. Somebody says a kale smoothie is the worst thing you can pair a pizza with. I still think milk is worse. And I love milk. Somebody says, I'm with John. Milk and 4 exclamation marks.
Thank you. Thank you, my lovely audience.
All right. PJ, is there any, what's your, what do you, obviously pizza goes with beer or cola. What's the worst thing, the one thing you should never pair a pizza with drink-wise?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I know.
You put me on the spot.
All right, we'll move along. That's fine. He's got pep talk coming up next, though. I wasn't thinking about it. All right, 8:47 here on News Radio 92.3. We're waiting for the governor to give his press conference. He was supposed to go at 8:30, which is the standard time that he goes at. He's in where? I saw it a moment ago, and now they moved it off the screen. Anyway, we'll air that for you if he is ready by the time we come back. I'm Andrew McKay.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit ITENWired.com for tickets.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You killed him.
Well, duh. What part of sudden death didn't you understand?
Social media giant TikTok facing allegations that it's as addictive and dangerous as cigarettes.
For young people, the TikTok platform is like digital nicotine.
13 states and the District of Columbia are taking TikTok to court, alleging the dopamine-inducing algorithm hooks young users into endless scrolling, causing anxiety, depression, and body dysmorphia.
TikTok has it engaged in a pattern practice of deception, of lies, has addicted an entire generation of young people and teens.
Yeah, this is a very interesting lawsuit. Remember, they're already facing the, like, shutdown or else threat, you know, disassociate with the Chinese government, right, or else. Now facing this lawsuit from several different states. It's kind of interesting. I was looking at the states that are actually involved in this. Florida is not one of the ones that's involved in this particular lawsuit. The states are all, like, not all, but, you know, more liberal states: Washington, Oregon, California, Illinois, New York, and then you have Louisiana, Mississippi, Kentucky, North and South Carolina, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Vermont thrown in there. But a lot of very liberal states are involved in this lawsuit against TikTok, which is interesting. But yeah, it's clearly harmful to kids, whether it's creating unhappiness with their bodies, having the endless scrolling, the feedback loop, the use of the dopamine, all of this, which is not incidental to the way they function. This is all design features, right? And it's not, and they've said this many times, it's not really about the content of the TikToks. It's not the videos themselves are the problem. It is the design itself that hurts the kids because it's affecting their, you know, psychological, their, you know, brain development. It's affecting behavior. People are going out and engaging in risky behaviors because of the latest TikTok challenge or whatever. But it really is more about how the platform functions as a drug.
This case is not about regulating the content that is shown to TikTok users. It's about TikTok's own bad conduct. It's intentional design choices that trap young people's time and attention and hurt them in the process.
That's Andrea Campbell. She's the Massachusetts Attorney General talking about this case, one of the states is participating in. Absolutely. Listen, if you are just listening to me for the very first time today, you know, some of my opinions may seem a bit strong. John, do I normally have at least some reasons for the things I say?
Yes, you always do. You always explain it quite well, too.
And so, okay, when it comes to TikTok in particular, but this is true of social media generally, I am becoming more and more of a nut as a crusader against them for kids. I mean, it's bad enough for adults, okay? But kids should not have social media. They shouldn't be using it. They shouldn't be consuming it. They probably shouldn't have phones, period. but they definitely shouldn't have social media. And if you, you know, if you don't accept the, you know, how brain development, how their own psychology, interpersonal behavior, not getting them outside, you know, physical activity, obesity, all that. So, you know, it's funny. We talk about how the screens are bad because we're producing obese kids. How about the screens are bad because we're producing anxious, depressed, neurotic, stupid kids? I mean, that's like, the fact that they're overweight is bad. The fact that we're destroying their brains is much worse. And so the thing about it that I'm thinking about, maybe not exactly for the first time, but my new emphasis is, aside from the physiological effects, aside from the psychological effects, aside from the developmental problems that you're having, you know, what aren't they doing because they are on social media? What isn't happening properly in the brain because they are getting these dopamine hits? Put all that aside and ask yourself this one question. Do you think that the average 14-year-old, or any 14-year-old, ought to have their own TV station? By the way, if you're not sure, check yourself. The answer is no. Listen, we have broadcast airwaves, and in order to get the use of those broadcast airwaves, like a TV station or a radio station, you have to get permission from the federal government. There's a whole bunch of rules you have to follow. Now, in print, you don't have to follow the rules. You know, the First Amendment protects print, right? But why is it that we restrict TV stations and radio stations? Well, in part, it's because of competition with other TV and radio stations, a limited amount of bandwidth to provide. Okay, but it's deeper than that. It's this idea that you need to be serving the public. And there are all kinds of policies and procedures and content moderation that you engage in as a radio or a TV station to make sure that you're doing something that's useful. Would you put a 14-year-old in charge of a TV station? The answer is no, never. Never, 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 unless you're crazy. They shouldn't have that kind of power. They shouldn't have that kind of influence. I picked that word purposely. They should not be owning and operating TV stations. They shouldn't be TV stars. None of this stuff. So when we have 14, 15, 16-year-olds being influencers on Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat or anywhere else, it's crazy. They should not be entrusted with that kind of power. That is the intellectual, cultural equivalent of giving them all machine guns. It's insane. And we're sort of just barely scratching the surface on starting to get a grasp on this. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Still dealing with that accident on I-110 southbound right around mile marker number 2. It's not as bad as a delay. They're kind of getting it off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some delays on I-110 southbound. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much,
hey,
John.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program, and when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said, hey.
So that commercial break happened. That's so weird. Anyway, we were talking about TikTok and Instagram and all these things. Let me put this a little different way. You can be president at what age? 14?
35.
35. You can be a senator at what age? 16?
No.
30. You can be a U.S. representative at what age?
20? 21?
No, 25. Okay, you got to be 25. Got to be 21 to drink, right? All of these things. Okay, why?
Local talk in
because
the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio.
Yeah, thank you. So, because we got another like 45 seconds before that happens. We just got all messed up with the automation. Why don't we put that kind of power in the hands of a 20-year-old? Because they're not smart enough. They're not wise enough. They don't have enough experience to make good decisions with it. It's the same reason that you wouldn't put a TV station in the hands of a 14-year-old. And every TikTok channel, every Instagram account, every Facebook page and Twitter account, those are TV stations. Do not entrust those to the children. They should not be in their hands. Not only for what it does to them and their body image, but to each other and just, it's all of it. All right. I've had my say. And now our music is all screwed up. 8:59 here on News Radio 92.3. We're still waiting on the governor's press conference. David Wayne is in the newsroom. He's going to tell us what's coming up in his local news coming up next. David?
Yes, in my local news, a Gulf Breeze High School student was arrested yesterday in Gulf Breeze. It only took 6 minutes. We'll have more on that story. Also, the Pensacola Bay Center has opened up for Hurricane Milton.
This is not what they want.